It's been 5 days since Hawaii's Kilauea volcano started erupting again. But a lot of the destruction is occurring miles from the mountain's summit. This all started Thursday on Hawaii's big island. Kilauea, which means both spewing and much spreading, lived up to its name. First, molten rock and sulfur dioxide shot into the air. Then, cracks formed in the earth miles to the east of the volcano, and entire communities of hundreds of people were told to get out of their homes. A 6.9 magnitude earthquake hit Friday, and by the end of the weekend, 10 fissures, openings in the earth, had appeared, and dozens of homes have been destroyed as lava seeped out and consumed them. It's not just the molten rock that's a threat. The vents are releasing toxic fumes that aren't safe to breathe. And though first responders have masks that help protect them, Hawaii's Department of Health says these masks aren't available to the public. So the best thing they can do is leave when police or fire officials tell them to. The Red Cross has set up two shelters where those who've evacuated can stay. Public schools on the Big Island are still open, but education officials say no one who's had to evacuate will be penalized for missing class. The Kilauea volcano has been erupting continuously since 1983. Encyclopedia Britannica describes it as the most active volcanic mass in the world. Its previous eruptions have lasted for months or even years, so this activity isn't new, and it's also not predictable.